In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a blessing it is for us when May 13th falls at least on Mother's Day weekend, or indeed Mother's Day, as it so often happens. May 13th is a date which divine providence has in some way always reserved for Our Lady. In the first centuries after the age of persecution, May 13th was actually the first All Saints' Day. It was on this day that the old Roman Pantheon was dedicated to St. Mary and the martyrs. The ages would then pass. All Saints' Day would move to November 1st. Nevertheless, it was on May 13th that blessed Pope Pius IX was born. The Pope who would bring Our Lady's victory over the errors of the wandered world by defining her holy and immaculate conception as a dogma of the faith. It was on this day, too, in 1917, that a young prelate knelt down in Rome and was consecrated bishop, Eugenio Pacelli, the future Pius XII, who would declare the dogma of Our Lady's Assumption into heaven. At that very same moment of his consecration, not in Rome but in Portugal, Our Lady appeared for the first time to three shepherd children and revealed to them all the torments which the Church and the world would have to suffer in the grim 20th century which was dawning. A second, more terrible world war was to follow upon the first, and the advent of Soviet Russia, which would spread atheistic communism throughout the world, and the persecution of the Church, as even the most basic moral tenets would be challenged. On May 13th, 1981, Pope John Paul II was shot in St. Peter's Square with thousands looking on. He would credit his recovery to the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima. It is indeed to her that we must all look, as the rulers of this world, including the rulers of our own nation, lead us into a new and terrible paganism. We must trust in the promise she made to those children, and which she repeats again to all her children: in the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. May 13th is honored in our days as the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. In the decades leading up to 1917, the Blessed Virgin was honored on May 13th under a different title, and mention seems to be made of this in the first apparitions at Fatima. In many places, May 13th marked the Feast of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. This feast is a reminder of the teaching of the Church, so important to the message of Fatima, concerning Mary's mediation of grace. All saving grace comes to fallen man from the merits of Jesus Christ. Christ instituted the sacraments, which contain and confer the grace they signify. Christ first came into the world through Mary, and he will come again at the end of time somehow through Mary. The reign of the Sacred Heart will be preceded by the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. We are right then to believe that Christ comes to us at every moment of this long age of grace through his Holy Mother. Mary brings her Son to us, and she prepares us to receive him. A compassionate mother would do no less. I think most of us would admit we wouldn't know the meaning of the word compassion were it not for our mother. Who has followed the apostles' injunction to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, if not our mother? Compassion is the opposite of envy, which causes us to mourn over others' good fortune, and to rejoice, though with bitterness, over their ill fortune. Our mother was joyful when we met a new friend, graduated from school, or made it through seminary all the way to priestly ordination. She wasn't just happy for us. She was happy with us. And when we suffered failures in life, she was sad with us. I speak here only of when we suffered personal failures or setbacks. We know that when a child is gravely injured or even taken from this world, a mother has a sadness which is all her own. Why else does our gentle mother, the Church, have us sing the Stabat Mater as we make the Stations of the Cross? What holier sentiments could we kindle during this devout exercise than the gift of taking part in Our Lady's indescribable sorrow, a sorrow which worldlings cannot experience because it is founded on the faith, hope, and charity which the saints possess? Let it never be said that Christians suffer less than men of the world. It is true that, as the Apostle says, we do not mourn like those who have no hope. But the more you love, the more you suffer the absence of the object of your love. And Christians in the state of grace have been filled with supernatural love for a supernatural end, which they have not yet obtained. Consider for a moment the spiritual good your earthly mother has done for you, and you will begin to understand just what it is that your heavenly mother does for you. Your mother brought you into the world. She then brought you to the baptismal font, confiding you to the arms of your godmother. She brought you to catechism and helped prepare you for your first confession, your first communion, and your confirmation. She did not confer those graces upon you herself. She is not the minister of those sacraments. Nevertheless, were it not for her, you would never have been there to receive them from the Alter Christus, standing before you as God's minister. Now, if your earthly mother so disposed you to receive the sacraments of Christ, can you doubt that your heavenly mother disposes your soul to receive every grace that comes from her divine Son? Wherever we find our Savior, in the crib, on Calvary, at Pentecost, sending the Holy Spirit, His mother is to be found as well. So shall it be at the end of days. And while this age of grace yet endures, Mary is to be found every moment close by her adopted children, interceding for them and thereby disposing them to receive every grace which her Son has prepared for them. O sacred motherhood, prepared from all eternity by that eternal wisdom who disposes all things sweetly. Holy Mary, Mother of God and Mediatrix of all the graces of our Redeemer, pray for us, banished children of Eve, throughout our short passage through this veil of tears, and most of all at the hour of our death. Intercede for all mothers. Obtain for them every heavenly blessing and spiritual consolation, and peace at the close of their life. Amen.